Or if we get the finish, we parish it.
What?
Today's is Kedusha. That's Kedusha. Today's the Kedusha. Alright, if you pass the Kedusha, points what? Out. Kedusha. Today's points out that there is a concept of Bahab. Somebody asked what the Makor is. Isaac says, besides the Kedusha, in the end, the concept of Bahab. Monday, Thursday, Monday. Sleekus is recited by some Kedushas last Monday, today, and next Monday. Why? For a virus that a person has done during the Yom Noah, Chagim. Sit around and speak about some horror. Or do some things that are inappropriate. There's an added requirement of Sleekus Kaporo because of this. Tosis points this out. Somebody asks you where the marker is. It's on Dafti. Aleph from an Aleph. Tosis from Mount Basakva, the Shah, the Rigi. Parish Ruasha, you must have shown on the Yuku Laveira. Could be there's a gathering for Yuku Laveiras. Former Yamosa Rego. She is Kutus on Nashim and Nashim, the Shmoa, and Rosh and Rosh and Ain Zelze. Men and women gather together, and they're casting their eyes upon one another. Stockless, like a sneers. Yesh omen, lakach nogu, lisanus, lacher pesach, lacher sukkus. Wow. There was a minute to fast after pesach and after sukkus, but waiting till the next month. Waiting till the next month, thank you very much, Charlie. Meaning that we're already in the month of Teshuvah. What's the month after Nissan?
Iyar.
So that's how the Din Bahag developed. What that place in Kedusha? Hey, I'll come out. Last places. Yes.
What's the Isser of Histoclus?
What's the Surah? It was the Surah for Lavabdom. The Hrein Echel. You're not allowed to stare at women.
Like, isn't the Vera that you're going to do something, not necessarily that you're going
to... No, it's independent on its own. Then there's another Isser that might be Lozer as a Lavatala. There's two separate Surah.
Okay.
One's in the city rights of worship shop. The Isser of Otsos Olotol, obviously only it's on men, not women, but the Isser of Histoclus could very well be on women too. Okay, that's what Pisces says. So obviously you don't have to walk around with a bag in your head, but you have to be normal, but you shouldn't stare too much. You don't stare. A man, before he gets married, has to look at his wife in most situations. To be attracted to her, you don't stare at women. So therefore I forgot to mention on Monday, we mentioned on the sandwich in the middle Thursday, the Monday, Thursday, Monday, this is the Makor of Bahab. So you got the place of confusion without the Aleph from the Aleph. Now, there are those that can say they're sleeping and don't fast. For those who don't say they're sleeping, don't fast. In the main shul here, in the Beis Medrash, I believe they still say Bahab. Okay? I believe they still say Bahab. That's correct? Is that correct? I believe so it is. I saw the sign. Yes, I'm sure. What is the report? Place of confusion, the Aleph from the Aleph. Based on the fact that there was some of Averis men that wouldn't gather during the Yom for afraid they're going to stock each other, they're going to keep off. You can also add on Lashon Hara, it's not just Histoclus. Lashon Hara, Litzonis. People in their free time sometimes do Averis. Unfortunately, we know that. We have to be cognizant of it. Okay, let us begin the partial Lech. Today, I'm sure we have a lot to do. And after that, we assume of the Sugi, we assume humbly of the Sugi. We have a lot to do. So many sugyas we have to tackle this issue. I want to start with the first drasha of the pasuk Imrina Achosia Manita Libam Ret Kaisa Nafshi Biglalei. Coming down towards Mitzrayim, there's a concern that Paro, the bad man, which he was, is going to take Sarah. They were married, obviously, Sarah, we all know. She lives with another man. It's an Isser. She lives with another man. That's an Isser Eshishish. So if you live with another man, that's considered to be an Isser Eshishish. And therefore, hello? Is everything okay? Wouldn't cheer. Yeah, it was leaking in the back, in the behind it, on the bottom. It was leaking in the bottom. In the back of it, yeah, upstairs. In the back of it. Yeah, on the bottom. Okay? In the back or the bottom. Okay? Thank you. Sorry. This concerns my youngest daughter. He's concerned this bad man Paro might take her. And what would happen? So the Ksav Kabbalah writes, they had the status, he assumed, of being Ben Noach. What is the definition of marriage for Ben Noach? They lived together. They had no Kedusha. Goyim today, when they get married, you know, they might go to the church and be under whatever they do. I don't know what they do, but the fact of the matter is that there's no halacha. They can just start living together. How do you get divorced if you're a non-Jewish couple? They stop living together. So you know what he said to him? Imri Noach Osiyat. He said, you're my sister. There's six arayas for Goyim. We have 15. We talked about arayas actually yesterday, remember this year? How to define arayas? So the Goyim only have six. One of them is a brother with a sister. Once he declared her his sister, they're done. They're done. There was a divorce. And therefore, if she would be with Paro, she would not be over HSH. That's the Ksav Kabbalah's drosha of Yirmiyah Kosiyah. Isn't that an amazing shot? The Chaisa Nafshi. What's Chaisa Nafshi? That if in the event she lived with Paro, she wouldn't be what? She wouldn't be Chayav Misa. Yes, Benj.
I think she'd be Chakolam Esther.
You're asking good, but I think there was good church you would go to willingly once. That was the concern. It's good kasha, and it's Benj is saying maybe she would be a rape, and Abai only held like that. Abai held that too. Questions of Abai and Rav arguing, you know, you're right, so not arguing, could be you're right, you're asking good, but I think just to make sure you get out of it completely, there was no concern, okay? There was no concern at all. So that's why, Halacha L'maaseh, I mean, remember Tyson McGill asked that kasha about Tifa? Why didn't Mordecai just divorce Esther? He was married to her. So Tyson says, because if you divorce her, there's always a call that goes out that there's a divorce, and then they would heard about it, and they might have killed them all. Tyson McGill at that Vav and Alf asked that kasha. Remember you said that they were married? It's interesting because Sarah was really Avram's niece. Did you know that? And in fact, the Gemara said the Avamus is a mitzvah to marry your niece. It's not a chiyuv, but if you fell in love with the married, there's an added bonus with that. You follow me? So by him saying Imrinah Chosiyah, he was doing a garishah. So I want you to get that, okay? And that's when he's talking about, I revived your soul because, you know why? Because you won't be over, you won't be high niece at all, and you're no longer an HSH. So it's a really ingenious shot. I want you always to remember that. Don't confuse that. An aunt, to be with their aunt is one of the arayas. It's 15. But to be with their niece is mutter, and in fact, it's even a mitzvah. And Sarah, if you do the Ezra, was the niece of Avraham Avinu. Because that's the first kiddush I want to point out. You got it? Number two. We know that there was a fight, a war, in the parsha. Five kings versus the four. Who won the four? The four, they captured who? Lo. And Avram had to go ahead and war against the what? Avram had to go and war against the four. He won, he got Lo back. Og was the guy who told Avram that Lo was captured. Even though he never mentioned that again, man, he wanted him to kill Avram so he could take over Sarah. But I want you to know something. Remember, Fulham with Akhay Tess says, Mikhut Batsuch now. Versus Mikhut Rovo. At the time Avram Leinu said, Mikhut Batsuch now, the kids were born to Zolk and Kibitzis. He says, I don't want anything from you, Avram. I want nothing from you. I don't want from the shoelace, from the string until the shoelace. Yes? And we know, because he was so strong about that, we were Zolk and Kibitzis. The foot of Kibitzis is referenced in Tzitzis, Israel. And the strap is referencing what? The shoe strap is referencing leather, which is the what leather of Tzilla. The Mechashkofer is Me'oyer. The Mechashkofer is Me'oyer. Who is Mesakin Chakras? Who is Mesakin Mitzvah? Who is Mesakin Meirer? Obviously, Mesakin Chakras. When do we wear Tzitzis and Tfilin? Chakras. So it's very appropriate that Avraham Avinu said this. The result had these two mitzvahs, and that's why Daphne we wear them on Shabbos. Yes, what do you say, Asher? The foot is the string. That's referencing tzitzis, the kailis, and the now, so now the shoelace is referencing the leather, the ritual, the filling. But it's no coincidence, says the Meshach Chachmah, that when we wear 1,000 fill at Shabbos, and who was Misaka Shabbos? Avraham Avinu. It's interesting. Even though they work, they work Corona all day. Palace also, they were, no? The Palace, they were all day, too, no? The Nevensaw, have you ever saw them work for them? And Rosh Einberg? Did they work Palace, too, all day?
No, Rosh Einberg did.
Palace, too, no? Yeah.
Like, I don't see a lot of pairs of sits.
Mr. Like, Pumpkin said, Minnie Goyle had his own jacket, so fits in well with that movie. You wore what did you say?
I don't know if you wore Palace, but you wore a lot of pairs of sits.
Yes, I don't know what that is. I don't know. Okay, so I want you guys to remember that. You know, Glass discussed yesterday about sits. And you're supposed to look at the two front strings, which are 8 knots plus what? 18. 18. There's 16 strings plus 10. Yeah, 5 knots and 5 knots plus 10. The front six strings are 26. Because 8 strings, 8 plus 8 is 16. Plus each one has 5 knots plus 10 is 26. So he says the recanity, which is good, is to think about Hashem when you have your sits. So, when you're in the restroom, the licensee sits it, so, okay, you're not supposed to think about Torah in the bathroom. I guess you can think about Hashem, always remember it. What about thinking about Hashem? That's probably you should. You always have to have Hashem in the back of your mind, right? But I guess you should try the best you can, don't necessarily focus on that. I would imagine, you know? You're not supposed to think about Torah in the restroom. What about thinking about it for the phone call? You always are thankful for Hashem, the Kamadi session. You always have this global thinking of Hashem, you know. But I guess you shouldn't focus on so much. You know, you get the recantiment, you know, when you're not in the restroom. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? You don't have to take off your tzitzis when you go to the restroom, you know, and then hide it away so you're not going to look at it. You know what I'm saying? Just use your thought process. You have to try to be as normal as possible. Okay? I love the mice. All questions where you're synthesized. The producer is where you're synthesized in general to remember the mitzvahs and the emotions and the love, the emotions of the rooms off. There's a body argument, so you don't have to be synthesized. And some have a middle opinion, they put the sits under their belt, you know what I mean? Under their belt. The moisture claim gets from the mugger from the only time you have to put your sits out, you're begging outside. No one would seem to do that. We don't wear our begging outside. See, that's what the mugger said was worried about. You wear your begging outside and you tuck your sits in. That's not nice. When you're not wearing your blanket out, then there's no fear going to sit yourself. Okay? So you have to respect everyone's opinion. Some actually do it on Shabbos, during the week they don't. Whatever it is, you have to respect all the opinions. But I guess you don't want to look sloppy. You know what I'm saying? You always have been vegetarian, you shouldn't look sloppy. So, you know, sometimes the sits, you don't really wear them out, but they come out a little bit on your back and say, you know, you try to talk to them. And if you wear them like this, try to look serious. Okay. You know, in life, you want to do a work as a shared. Actually, you know, last version of the answer, but sometimes I heard this thing about some opinion. Sometimes you want to throw a chumra into your avodas Hashem to make it stronger. Once in a while, I want you to know something. And this is what I didn't mention in life. It's very important to impose a chumra only on yourself, not on other people. It's a chutzpah to impose your chumra on other people. What's the marker for this? What's the marker for this? Our parsha says in the conversation, "Galadai rock Asher upko anor yigur yigur." You know, what does Avraham Avinu say to Mount Stone? He says, "I don't want a thing for you. I don't want one little thing for you because I know what you're going to say that you made Avraham Avinu wealthy. I don't want a thing for you. But you know what? My friends honor Eshkol Mamre. Give them what they deserve. My chumra that I don't want to take anything from you. I'm only imposing on myself. I'm not going to impose on my friends." And that's a beautiful chat says the public sky. This teaches you, even though Avraham Avinu is not for himself, did not derive any benefit from Mount Stone, I struck now, but he says for his friends, the Weitzer, they let them take their portion. It's a very, very critical finish that I want you guys to keep in mind. Okay? That's the third finish from Weitzer. That's the third finish. That's the third finish from Weitzer. That's the third finish. What was the first mile? First problem was in the Nachosiyat. Second one was the what? String in the strap. And what was number three? The Chumra. Okay, number four. Last week's Parsha, and I spoke about the Drush and Shul Terech was a bad man. He was a Rasha. Involved in a Vodazoda, pagan man. Somehow Rashi quotes in this week's Parsha, he turned a leaf. He turned the leaf, and at the end of his life, he was supposed to be tshuva. Pera. Did you notice that Nahor's name had asked me there were two Lemachs? You notice there were two Lemachs in Parshas Noach? There also are two Nahors. Did you notice that? In fact, I think Terach's father was named Nahor, yes? Then he named one of his sons Nahor, yes? Abram's brother was Nahor. But there were two Nahors. You noticed?
Liz Hardy?
Why do you say that?
The grandfather, like the grandchildren named after the grandfather.
I don't know if he was alive. Ashkenazim do it only after the Nifty. I don't know if he's alive. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But the bottom line is, Rashi quotes in the Parsha of Perek Devol, Pasuk Devol, Atah Tavor, Masachim Shalom. There is Rashi, Limbechon, Sha'asa Terek Tshuva. Rashi quotes a Terek did Tshuva. So Rav Zalman Saratsky was a great guy, a great speaker, he was related. He says, you know, you'll never know if people get discouraged a lot, you know. You try to give mussar, you try to rebuke people in a good way, you try to help people, you try to mashpia. Nothing's going. You don't think you're getting through them at all. Never give up, because you never know when it's going to kick in. You might kick in years later. Maybe when you don't even have a kesher with the guy anymore. That's exactly the marker right here. How long do you think Avraham Avinu was trying with his father, Terah? Trying and trying and trying. Nothing goes. Nothing goes with him. Then, Avraham Avinu's megayer so many people that he cannot touch his own father. It's amazing, no? Yeah? He's so involved in the Matazari, he even gave over his son to be thrown in the kitchen of the flame in last week's parsha, the Parvios from Israel. And Lamaisa, you know, Avraham Avinu changes the whole world. He has this pearl that he's wearing, the Morse of the Bovashim, that's the last year we learned it, we mentioned it. Everyone looked at it, he was mashpi on everyone. And he changed the whole world to believe in monotheism, and he can't touch his own father. Well, you know what? He finally was able to. When he leaves his father. After he leaves him all these years, Lamaisa, he leaves his father, right? Remember Rashi quotes in the lesson parsha that Hashem didn't want people to want to be resolved and not to you leave your father alone as an old man? Because a Rosh of the Nisasim are called what? A Rosh of the Mishachayan, a Rosh while they're alive are called dead. So Hashem made as if he was dead, so no one would be resolved but Avraham. That he left his So in that's what's parsha, the end of the music, Rosh, if no one was alive, somehow he turns a leaf and he does tshuva. And that was because of Hashpah of Avraham. So don't ever give up, guys. Don't ever, ever give up. You never know when it's going to kick in. It's a tremendous thing we must know in life. It's a tremendous thing we must know. And we always never can give up and try the best we can to have a ship. Okay. We mentioned this week, I think it was yesterday, right? Or was it 2 days ago? When did we do Hakel? Yesterday? Yeah. We do Hakel yesterday, 2 days ago, I figured out how they observe Shabbos. Another level. So we mentioned that Gemara that Avraham Avinu had done all the mitzvahs in the Torah, Dereisa, and Rabbanan. So the Kashas asked, and the Skarav, why did he wait for the Milah, for the commandment on Milah? He did everything on his own, proactively. Why does he wait till there's a tzibu on Milah? You hear the Kashas? He did everything on his own. All the mitzvahs. Why all of a sudden does he wait to do the meal? It says in Pirik Yitzhak, this parsha is a lot, and a lot of people speak about meal and lumbus. I'll probably speak about it in the Shir B'Lumbus. The Shir B'Lumbus, L'maisa. When you're hoping to 20 minutes before Meir on Saturday night, the Shir B'Lumbus, L'maisa, which we started about 6 months ago, in the Shir B'Lumbus. End the week of the Lumbus, the love of the Torah, Eishat Torah. End the week of it. So, Lomai said, why did he wait? Why did he wait? Avraham Avinu. So, I have three answers to that question. Number one, the Biskarov says, what is the mitzvah of Mila? Azula, what is it? It's on an oral. What is an oral? What is the status of an oral? A Jewish man that what? That has not been circumcised. But until there was a commandment of Mila, you can't be an Oral. And so Oral is a lack of doing the commandment of Mila. So therefore, he could not give it to Milan until what? Until it was a commandment. So if he would have done Milan on his own, it would have been a surgery. He would not have been in the midst of Milan. So he had to wait until it was a commandment, and then what? And then do the midst of Milan. Yes, Usher. But you don't need a status. You don't need a status. You just do the mitzvah meal or not. Do the mitzvah pesach or not. So you'll do it. You have to wait for a commandment. That's not going to be called, you'll see, that's going to just be called an eating. That'll just be an eating. It's a good question what Usher is asking. But you understand meal is a bit different. You have to have a meal on the status of a guy that's a farmer. You could always say there's some kind of fulfillment in the midst of eating of the Korban Pesach. But I hear what you're asking. You hear what he's asking. He's asking, why don't you just call that dinner? You see, or I don't know, let's say mezuzah. You put up a post. You know what I'm saying? I'm not answering it well. I'm not answering your question. You could say anything. You put up a post. You know what I mean? What do you say? That's interesting. I like that. I think the real saying is much better than me. The stakes are higher because there's an issue of what? There's an issue of cutting yourself. A Kabbalah. Remember I mentioned that last week? I think it was this week. There would be an issue of Kabbalah, and therefore the status of all, so that, the stakes are a bit higher. You know what I mean? I think that's what you got to say. Which other thing is not really doing anything wrong, so therefore we'll say. But that's not what he says in this one. He just says in this as oral, so then he had Usher's kasha. So, yeah, I like that answer too, but that's not what Mr. Ruff says. He just says another. Yeah. You're right. But he doesn't mention that notion of the Chabal. He says RL, and I'm trying to think of a better feeling than RL putting up on eating something. I think you can say the stakes aren't. I think the answer is, Usher, the stakes are not as high. Also, when you eat it. What did you do wrong when you ate? So you can always say voluntarily, I ate and I get a mitzvah of volunteering to eat the Korban Pesach. You know what I mean? So it's not the same. I voluntarily put up a mezuzah. You know what I mean? There's no stakes are higher. So maybe that's what you have to say, and you need that status. But he doesn't say that. Maybe that's what you have to do. Everyone's saying good. So when they look, that's why he had to wait for the commandment. Otherwise, when we called you, he had to wait for his commandment. Now, I think this works very well with another mission called from the Parsha. Are you familiar with Vayipol Avram Alpana? He fell on his face. Why did he fall on his face? Why did he fall on his face? He talked to Hashem many times before that. This is the first time he talked to Hashem after the mitzvah of Mila was commanded to him. He hadn't done it yet. What do you become? What do you become when the commandment is made? You haven't yet done it? You become an Arl. An Arl is a disgusting guy. That's what the Torah says in Hagigah. That an Arl is disgusting. You're not an Arl until there was a commandment. That's why we said the baby. You can what, anoint the baby with oil of truma if it's during the 8 days. Remember we said that? I seek his kishkia. An Arl can't eat truma. If you're a Kohen, you're not allowed to eat truma. Does it make a difference? You're not an Arl yet. Tok Shmon, you're not an Arl yet. So that's the shot. He fell on his face, even though he talked to Hashem many times before that, but this is the first time he fell on his face. Because the first time he spoke to Hashem as an Aro and was disrespected, that's why he fell on his face. He hadn't done the meal yet. That's the first answer why he waited, and that answers that why he fell apart. Second answer, they say in the name of the Golden Dome. They say in the name of the Golden Dome, you only do meal once. Many other mitzvahs you do many times. Mealy can only do once in your life, no? You want to make sure you did it while he was commanded. There's a famous plow that I shared. Greater is the guy that's commanded and does a mitzvah than the guy who voluntarily what? The guy who voluntarily does a mitzvah. Why? Why is that true? Taisa says, because the Yitzhara tells you. What does the Yitzhara usually go after you? When someone tells you to do something, what's the first reaction? I'll do what I want to do. If Hashem tells you to do it and you listen, you get that much more star than somebody says about the truth. Yes, Bench. Make some tradition of Pesach Rala. So when the goat says Mila was only done once, it can only be done once, you want it to wait until he's actually commanded. wanted to wait for his actual commitment.
I don't know much.
That's the second inch. Third inch. Third answer is, also from the Briscoe, first and third, is that, what is a Briscoe symbolic of? A covenant. What's a covenant? Bilateral. If you do it on your own, that's not a covenant. I shouldn't command you to respond. Then that's a pact. That's a contract. That's a covenant. That's why you did not do it on your own. You waited. If you wanted this, there's 13 covenants that are involved in this abuse that are cut. Cut in the sense that are implemented. The Lord says in the Bible. The Lord says in the garden, he wanted to do that in that way. Very important. I love him much. Okay, we got this? All right, let's close with the following, because we have a lot to do with the Ephraim and Surah. I want you to go over the Rashi and that Kosis, but they're not going to consider the place where I do the other more of the place. We have to see. We got this amazing topic. Please stop your walls and you can find what Erebo was and you can shoot this. Avram Avinu did something wrong in the Parsha. No one is perfect except Hashem. And there are those that try to make the others perfect. It's not true. The Chachamim say that everyone makes mistakes, they learn from them. What's the famous phrase in the Ramban? Mice avos, similar one. Part of them is the good things, part of them is the mistakes. They didn't make many, I agree with you. But the Gemara takes Avraham Avinu to task about the following. It says in the Pasuk, he wanted a sign to know how we would get Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to know. He wanted a sign. Hashem thought that that was chutzpah. Shem thought that that was chutzpah. And because of that, he went down to Mitzrayim. In fact, the Gemara Nedarim Daf on the base went off as three sheep is why we went down to Mitzrayim. One is because he said, that's one. Two, he did a different mistake. He took the guys out of Mitzrayim and took them to war. 318 guys, he took them to war. Some say it was only Eliezer, Gamacho, 318. Aposha tried to kick them out of what? Took them out of war. Took them out of the Beis Medrash. And that was wrong. The Wilkinson's Atzal has a whole article about Hezron. And Yaman Berman did Hezron Yeshiva. So he discusses in that article, how could it be Hezron? The movement of a Hezron Yeshiva, where you're in the war and you learn, is that against his Gemara? He says that's when the wife said there was perhaps no need. Ezra movement, there was a need. There was a need to have it. There is a need. What's the third reason why we went down to the shrine? Another mistake he made in the parsha. What's that? You know how many people he converted, men and women? But there was a small group he didn't. Who was that in the war? What did he say? Came a nefesh or a kush kachla. Avraham gave over all the captives to Melchizedek. He did not try to convert them. What do you mean he changed the world? He literally changed the whole world. And there was a small group, and he was punished for that. And that's why we went down to the shrine. So that's an amazing thing. You got to think about three different sheikahs in the Garden of Hamadeh. Why we went down to the shrine. But that is an amazing thing. Hashem judges people according to their language. He had changed the world and there's a small group. Yes, Usher, what were you saying? Okay, go ahead, Benji. What are you saying? It's a good question. And he was our father. He was our father, and that's what the Lord says. That's what the Gemara says. Avram was punished because his descendants, because he's such a tzaddik, he loved Christ so much, that hurt him. That hurt him even more. That wasn't him, it was what? It was his children that had to go to the tribe. And that was the issue. Okay? Okay. Okay, last Nakuda, then we got to get going, is the raw in the beginning of the part. Vavarecha, mevarecha, mekalecha, aor. Why does it say by mevarecha, avarecha? You got what it said? It says vavarecha, mevarecha. But by the klala, it says mekalecha, and then it says aor. Meaning, I will bless, it says first by the bracha. But by the curse, it says you will curse at the end. Vilna Gaon says something beautiful. He says, the bracha of a wealthy man is much more than a poor man. Because the bracha that comes from a wealthy man, he's in a very good state in life. It's more earnest and more in a happy way. And on the contrary, the curse of an ani is much worse than the curse of a usher, because the ani is in a very terrible state and angry, and therefore the curse will come from an anger, more angerless perspective. Lachem, Hashem promises that by Mevarecha, the Mevarchim will be Ashirim first before they bless, so that the Bracha will be that much more. And that's why it says Avarecha, Mevarecha. I will bless you, you'll be wealthy, and then you'll bless other people, so that it'll be that much more. However, if you have terrible people, you have to deal with enemies and destroy the wicked people, and you have to end up cursing them. I want you to know something, that the mice, at the time you curse them, you will still be wealthy, and that the curse will be a little bit minimized, because you're coming from a perspective where you're a wealthy guy. You follow me? That's a great message the Gaon is sending to us. Hashem never wants bad things to happen to us people. Even if the guy's the worst guy in the world, the klala should come from a perspective of a wealthy guy where it'll be toned down. And that is bad. You follow what I'm saying? The bracha of Avarecha will bless you, you'll be rich, and then you'll bless people. So the blessing demonstrates. The Mekalecha, and that you will be in a state of wealthiness, and then when you keep the klala, it won't be as strong, because the blessing will come from a state of wealthiness. Because the bottom line is that what? We don't really do anything for this guy. We don't have to take words. Because we as Jewish people have to look at it in a positive way. We only want good things for people. And we don't want people to behave badly. We don't want mice. That's the feelings you want to bring out. Okay? Let's break here. Please start the Rashi. You're not going to be soon. Go to work on the devices.